Focus on France.
Hello, I'm Angela Diffley. Rescuers are still searching for survivors or bodies after the worst storms in almost two centuries in southeastern France. 22 people are already confirmed dead. France's world-famous Côte d'Azur has suffered massive damage caused by flooding. And in the town of Draguignan, in the hinterland, at least 11 people died after the equivalent of 5 months of rainfall fell in a single day. Hundreds of people fled their cars as torrents of muddy brown water surged through the streets, and vehicles can now be seen piled up on top of each other in the roads. Weather forecasters had predicted storms, but the scale of the flooding took the region completely by surprise, as survivor Marie-Yvonne explains.
I live, there's a little stream, but it's tiny and it had swollen hugely. I got really scared. I gathered my things, saying to myself, I'm leaving this house. It was really amazing. There were big waves, almost upright. I called my son for help. He had incredible trouble getting to me. He said that it was lucky he knew all the little back routes because there were roads which were torrents of water. I've never been so scared in my life. It's quite indescribable how scared you can be.
About 2,000 soldiers and emergency service workers were dispatched to help the rescue operation after the floodwaters swiftly rose. Rail services were halted along the coast between Toulon and Nice, and dozens of roads were blocked. The key priority now is the huge number of people whose houses are no longer habitable. Many are staying with family or friends or in community centres. Others who remain in their homes have no electricity or phone lines and no drinking water. Some water treatment centres were contaminated with mud and are not yet back in operation. Sophie from Draguignan was waiting for bottles of drinking water to be supplied.
We don't have a phone, so it doesn't matter. We know we are all right. That's the main thing. No electricity either, so we won't be able to take showers. We won't even be able to drink anything. That's important. For food, we can always find something to nibble on, but we might need some sort of organized distribution of water. Maybe there is someone from the local services, not the rescue workers. They're too busy. They have too much to do. Perhaps a distribution of water, because if we don't have water, we still need to drink. I think we will start to become very worried, but we will stay together as a family. We'll support each other.
Many in the region have praised the response of the emergency services and talked of the courage displayed by their fellow townspeople and the solidarity the disaster has generated. And everyone is keen to clear up as quickly as possible. Fréjus, one of the coastal towns most affected, relies heavily on its tourist industry. Mayor Francis Tozierge hopes the town will be back in business very soon, but notes that people will now better understand the need for restrictions on building in the area.
Even though I was born in Fréjus, I've never seen anything like this. We've had torrential rain all through the night before, but that the Argence River should overflow that much and with such force, that seems to me pretty exceptional. So we're expecting some things, but we were surprised by the force of the water. I'll give you an example. The Le Palu economic zone, which is really quite far from the river on the other side of the railway line, well, it was practically submerged under 1.5 meters of water. It shocks me to use the word wave, that the Argence River should overflow and flood onto the plain. Well, we know that. That's why construction is prohibited on the plain under the flood risk regulations. That's where you realize that sometimes, even though people complain that they are not allowed to build here or there, well, the result is that it's better to take precautions.
The mayor of the southern French town of Fréjus, Francis Tozierge. For Focus on France, I'm Angela Diffley.